It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. And, you know, they join us at least once a month. Somebody from the commissioner's office comes in and we talk about what's going on in Carbon County. And today we're going to be talking about, you know, we got a fair coming up in August. It's going to be a lot of fun going on out there. We'll touch on that very briefly. But we wanted to spend some time talking about tourism and the Carbon Corridor and, you know, how we want everyone to be ambassadors for Carbon County. And, there's some questions that, you know, if you wanted to do, we'll talk about, you know, maybe some having to come up with some answers and your answers. And then also, if you've been out to the fairgrounds or out behind the hospital, or if you live out behind the hospital, you've noticed a new traffic pattern. And we'll talk briefly about that as well. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's great to be here, and it's wrapping up to summertime and all the fun events. So it's a good time.
It definitely is. So let's just touch on that once again. Now, this year, the fair is back. And, you know, I had Barry Horsley and Courtney Cox come in and talk about it. And, you know, this is a great little movement almost that the employees, the county employees, just kind of put together and said, hey, we need to have a fair.
Yeah, we're really appreciative of the employees. They do such a great job. And these ones specifically have a desire to keep a county fair going in Carbon County. And they've put all the work and the effort into it. And it does. It's a good thing for the community to be able to showcase what we have here in the community and the efforts that people put in to produce and do things in our community.
So, and we'll talk more about it the closer that it gets. The dates for the fair right now, we're looking at August 10th through the 12th. Exhibits and concerts and games and fun going on out there at the fairgrounds. And we'll talk about all those things once again the closer that it gets. But it is just fun to have that county fair. And as I said, for the county employees to just get behind it and say, hey, we're doing this and we're going to make it happen this year. That's got to make everybody there at the county offices and everything just kind of feel good that, you know what, let's do this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And bring a little bit of pride, add to the pride that we have in our community and showcase off what we have to offer.
And speaking of pride in our community, let's talk about the Carbon Corridor. This is everybody is seeing it all over the place. We've got visitor centers set up. And the Carbon Corridor is really where we live and play and work every day. And we get people in to the Carbon Corridor that come in and tourists and all the like. And, you know, maybe it's always good for people that live here when they get approached by a tourist or somebody that's from outside of the area to have a few, you know, things in mind. And we talked about that before we came on the air. And so what are you thinking? What are some of the, you know, loaded questions that people from outside of the area always ask that maybe we should have some answers for in the back of our mind?
So the first one is hey, where's your visitor center? A lot of people come to the community, and although it is online, do people understand and know where the visitor center? Our visitor center moved out of the county building several months ago and is back in USU Eastern's museum, and we've got a great partnership with them. They're providing staff there to educate people when they come there. We have a digital kiosk so that people can view different parts of the county, and it comes with a QR code. So, like, if they want to go down to 9 Mile, they can download. It'll pop up the QR code for 9 Mile, and you can download the digital map, drive down 9 Mile off of GPS, and it'll tell you when to stop, what you're looking at, kind of give you a description of what you're seeing throughout the canyon, and some history. It's a really awesome tool to be able to showcase for our visitors.
And it's always good to know where those things are at and to kind of direct people and help them out there, because we have seen quite a you know, increase in tourist people and people, as I said, from outside of the area coming to our area. And it really has everything to do with what they're hearing, I would assume.
Absolutely. I get it. We have some challenges in our community and we're not downplaying those. And we're trying to deal through and work through all of the challenges we have in our community. But if we have a business that's coming in, and we do have those regularly, looking at our community, and sometimes they do that secret shopper thing where they come in and they say, hey, what do you have to offer in the community? If I was a business, why would I come here? What are our answers? Why, you know, what do we tell them? Do we tell them about the university? Do we tell them about the recreational opportunities here locally? If they ask you, hey, I'm just passing through. Where's a good place to eat? What's your favorite? Give them three or four different options of your favorite eateries throughout the community. Just having those types of answers for people. Hey, what's your favorite thing to go and do? Either in town or out of town, what are the favorite things to do? And it doesn't have to be just in Carbon County. You could say, hey, my favorite's going down to the Swell. I love going and seeing the Wedge Overlook, or I like going down to Goblin Valley or 9 Mile Canyon. It's just important that we become the ambassadors and we tell a good story. Yes, we do have our challenges. We're not downplaying those, but we also need to if we want the business professionals and the types of businesses that we want to move here to come here, we've got to tell them what's good too.
Absolutely. And by, you know, I remember when they were talking originally about moving the visitor center to the museum and everything like that. It just opens up so many more avenues. I mean, they have the great parking there for people that if they're coming in with RVs or trailers or anything like that. And you know what? Really, when you stop at the visitor center now, you're stopping at one of the main attractions in Carbon County, and that's the Prehistoric Museum.
Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting, having worked in at the county for several years now, the types of visitors we're getting people from Europe that came here specifically to see 9 Mile Canyon, to see the Swell, to see those types of things. We get people from the Wasatch Front wanting to see those things, and we get people from all over the United States. Yes, they probably come here to see the Mighty Five, but we're on the way to we're a destination on the way to those big places, and if we don't tell people about those types of things, I ran into a motorbike guy just the other day. He was riding all alone, and he asked me what's cool to see around here. So I talked to him about 9 Mile Canyon, and he wanted loops. And until they finish Gate Canyon, but he said he would probably ride down 9 Mile Canyon just to see what it was all about, because I told him how awesome it was and the different artifacts that he could see down the canyon. He's like, and it's got the big red cliffs and everything. And I said, yeah, it's a big red cliffs and kind of a windy road that goes down through this beautiful canyon. He's like, that sounds interesting. We just need to be the ambassadors for those types of things.
And just have those locked and loaded answers in our head and ready to go. All right, before we get out of here this morning, let's talk about the new traffic pattern going on up behind the hospital.
So there were some safety concerns and there at that intersection where the new pain clinic is going to go. And so our road shop and our engineers did a fantastic job. It put all the traffic coming onto Westwood Boulevard coming in at a 90 degree. Before, you know, depending on which way you were coming from, you had to really crank your neck around to try and view traffic coming. And it was always, sometimes you missed it, sometimes you got it right. But this puts you at a 90 degree like any other normal intersection. And yeah, you have to take a left. You can't just shoot straight through that intersection, but it's a whole lot safer now, and it makes a lot of sense.
It really does. As I said, I was out there over the weekend, and it seems like it's just a safer intersection now. But just be ready for it when you're headed out there, and know that it's different, and you know, have some fun and be careful, but know that it's all fixed and it's straightened out and it looks really nice out there too.
Absolutely. And for those that are pulling big long trailers, it gives them a wider intersection to be able to navigate going up to the fairgrounds.
That's
as
right.
Well,
and we all know that some of those horse trailers are not small.
We get a lot of visitors from outside the community that come in with their super long horse trailers coming to rodeo events, and it makes it easier for them.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes this morning. Commissioner, thank you so much for taking out the time to come and talk to us. We really appreciate you bringing up to speed on what's going on in Carbon County.
No problem. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.